Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That'd have been the worst steak in the history of steaks. I had to just
play that right there. Play that
went
jam.
Went back to the room and had wings.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are live wherever you are. ESPNU. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
How are you doing there, Max?
I can tell you it's a great morning because we're giving away money.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Money, 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 money.
Cold,
we're like,
hard
we're like your,
cash.
Your grandma on your birthday, except instead of a $20 bill, it's $2,500 an hour.
That's right.
Every
my grandma
hour.
Didn't give me $20.
No, I didn't
on my
work for it.
On my birthday, I could get a crisp $20 bill.
Yeah, I'll
maybe it was. I might be inflating. It might have been five back
that's
then.
That's what I'm about to say. I think I got a five.
It,
I
don't even have a dollar.
But I'm saying,
coming
that
from you,
40 something years
you
ago,
may
you
have
know?
Got a $50.
You
bill.
Might have got a 50.
Well, I wish
rich people you max that Kellerman
wish.
Family.
I didn't know what a $100 bill looked like until I got drafted. I was like, oh, this is
Jay. You
could call a Benjamin.
You could have tricked off any kind of counterfeit money on Jay.
No idea.
He had no idea who was on the $100 bill. Didn't know it went to 100. Remember when you see the $100 bill and the numbers were smaller? You're like, oh, this is some next
I've
stuff
arrived.
Right here. They got to fit
I've
more
arrived.
On there. That's right. Well, you get 25 of those $100 bills if you have the winning word. You text the winning word to 777-000. 10 after the hour, every hour of every KJM until December 7th, we're giving away 2,500.
Now, the question is, we're giving the 2,500 away. The winners win it. They get it. But how are we giving it to them? Are they getting a check? Are we wiring it?
That's a good question.
Venmo, single Zelle?
No, what, no, like, no. You don't it? Do Venmo and Zelle. You don't like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, what is it?
You should have to meet someone in an alley with a suitcase.
Like, yeah.
Oh, like
well,
that,
how
yeah.
are we giving it to them?
Yeah,
how are
they getting the money? In a black duffel bag, preferably.
Yeah.
Do
and
we?
It just
do
makes
we?
It feel big.
Yeah.
Like a big event.
I know we're giving it away.
I got a guy.
You got a guy.
Okay, Shannon's got a guy. He'll hook it up.
In the era of NILs, I got a guy.
ESPN has a guy. Yeah. So we have a guy.
In your life,
could be a lady.
In your lifetime,
yes, or
Max,
yep.
How many times have the $100 bill changed the look of it
in your lifetime?
I mean, I remember the big one was when they went to the new style money with the big faces up front.
It had
right?
the big face,
yeah.
But a small one, obviously, when we were little.
Yeah.
Then it became
I like
the really, really big giant face.
Was I
face.
Alive then?
You might have been.
I
the
don't
big
know.
Giant mm-hmm. face.
Yeah.
And then
have they changed again? I don't even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, because we got the line. We got that
oh,
green
yeah, yeah,
line in the middle or on the side
yeah.
now.
But that's not a that little
it's
line
bar.
Isn't a
it's
big
the bar.
Change.
The
though.
Bar change counterfeit.
No, it's a
yeah.
big bar.
Is it?
I mean, a big
I
change.
I don't deal with cash so yeah. much anymore.
No,
so
but it's a
bar right here. It's the bar.
Oh, see, oh yeah,
look,
yeah, yeah. That little
bar.
Line.
You see?
Yeah, it's the
and
bar.
See, the face is yeah. big, but it's moved
bop.
Over.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not center anymore. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what. So I figured, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Put that in his pocket.
This dude, you don't give my money back.
What? Yeah. Oh, this was yours. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it was so slick, though. Put it right in his pocket.
$2,500.
Come on.
Cash
10K
money,
a day,
son.
Man. $10,000 a day. That's what we're doing.
Hey, so, Brian, yeah?
One more thing. I'm sorry. So, can the individual person, because I didn't know all the rules, so can an individual person win the 10K total?
No, I think the idea is to spread
yes.
it around. Wait, you can?
Yes, you can.
You,
yeah,
the same
told,
person
technically,
can,
yes.
The same person can win four times on the same
technically,
day?
Technically, yes.
According wow. to my sources, yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have a chance. So anyone, including someone who's already won, has a chance to win 2,500 every hour, and if you hit four times, you got 10 G's?
Guys,
unlikely,
that's what I'm saying.
But yes.
Guys,
damn.
Here's a number, 917-613. Make sure that number wins four times today, okay?
That's it's
yeah, we gotta guys, we gotta
like,
work something out. I'll kick
number.
Back
Go
some
ahead.
Of the money, but let's rig this a little bit. Come on, 10 G's a day. Brian Windhorst, the ESPN NBA insider, the Hoop Collective podcast with us now. Morning, Wendy.
Wendy.
Good morning, guys.
So
is it a good morning in LA?
Yeah.
Is it a good morning? when the Clippers beat the Lakers nine straight times, LeBron James is
Here
injured.
We go.
We don't know what's going on with certain players. Anthony Davis goes missing in the fourth quarter like he's done multiple games. I mean,
isn't it great that in L.A. the Clippers win and you're like, it's a bad day in L.A.?
It's a bad day. I mean, where are we, Wendy? What's going on with the Lake Show?
I mean, they're probably not this bad of a team, 2-9. They probably should have a couple more wins. But this is what their season's going to be. You know, this is what their season was headed for at the start of the year. I just don't know how you could have looked at this team and said that this team had any chance to seriously compete in today's NBA. I mean, they have some talent, so, and they get to play half their games at home, more than half when you consider the road games, like last night was a road game. But they're just not equipped to play. And now you've got LeBron banged up with injury. And the thing about Anthony Davis, when you watch his team play, I know that it's very frustrating for Lakers fans
to see Anthony Davis
sort of to go away in the second half of these games. And I'm not absolving him. He definitely is losing his aggressiveness. But it's not just the three-point shooting that prevents LeBron from having driving lanes. Because they don't have centers, and they've elected they have to play small because they have no other way, no other hope to score, Anthony Davis is constantly in a matchup that he doesn't like. And you can tell as the games go on, he sort of floats away from it. He doesn't like it. Now, we can all argue about whether Anthony Davis should be a full-time center in the NBA, but he doesn't like it. It's like almost a decade now, we know he doesn't like it. They're forcing him into it. He doesn't want to play it. They double-team him because nobody guards the perimeter when the ball's out there. So not only is LeBron not put in a position to succeed, his free throws have plummeted down, and he was last few games been complaining about officiating. He complains about officiating because he needs a favorable whistle because he can't get to the rim without the driving lanes. And now you got Anthony Davis. It's all a symptom of the same problem, a team that is fundamentally misbuilt to take advantage of their two-star players. This was true in August. It was true in October. It's very likely going to be true in January, so just settle in.
Wendy, you know what? I understand everything you're saying, and you're 100% right. The fact that AD doesn't want to play the five and we don't need another guard and we don't need another three from him, should they just move on? Should they decide to say, you know what? We need to get some shooters around LeBron and we need to get younger in that spot and just move on and look to trade him?
I wrote about this a few weeks ago. If you were to hire a consultant, a basketball consultant who didn't care about the purple and gold, and didn't care about making the Laker fans happy, and didn't care about legacy and whatever, and you brought them in to analyze this team, what they would say is, just ride this stinker of a season out, and in the summer they will wipe Russell Westbrook's contract off the books. They will have a bunch of salary cap space. They will gain access to use or trade the first round pick that they have this year. They can't, it's a swapped with the Pelicans, so it won't be a great pick, but they actually would have it to use on a player or to trade. Right now, they can't trade it. And so you get to the summer, you have three first round picks that you can trade. You have the cap space. You're Los Angeles. That is probably the best way. Some stopgap measure of trading Russell Westbrook for a trade you don't like, or what I would consider a panic measure, trading for Anthony Davis for one or two players who aren't as good as Anthony Davis, I don't think moves the Lakers forward where they're trying to go in the bigger picture. But I can certainly understand why you're asking it and why Lakers fans are asking it. And quite frankly, people in the league are talking to me about it. But I just don't think it's a prudent measure at this point.
It's going to make for one long year. I'll tell you, another team that's been having a long year is the Brooklyn Nets. And, you know, I'm happy, Wendy, that they chose Jacques Vaughn as their next head coach. I think Udoka is one of the best coaches in basketball. I've seen what he's been able to do with the Boston Celtics last year at that pivotal January-February moment where they turned their season around because he forced that team to address some of their internal issues. And I get what the upside is, but adding more volatility to the volatility that already exists, I do not think would have done them any favors. And Jacques Vaughn has been there through thick and thin, and to see this team rally behind him, I'm not saying he's the long-term answer, you know, for the foreseeable future because you still have to figure out Kyrie and Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons, but I like the move as of right now. What do you think?
Yeah, first 8 games of the season, the Nets were 30th, 3-0, dead last in defense. And frankly, that wasn't a stunner because they were horrible defensively last year. Last 4 games, Jacques Vaughn's really coached for 5, but he took over middle of the day. He didn't get to run a practice or anything before that. Last 4 games, which also coincides with the Kyrie suspension, number one defense in the league over the last 4 games. Now, we're talking about a miniature sample size. But when you look at what Jacque Vaughn has done to locker room, when you look at how, I mean, I was seeing guys smiling last night. You know, they haven't played the hardest schedule this little stretch here without Kyrie, but they've played dramatically better. They played dramatically better defensively in this stretch. They seem to be a little bit refreshed. They've gotten their three-point shooters back. We saw Seth Curry absolutely destroy the Knicks from three-point range last night, which is exactly why they wanted him in the James Harden trade. They've gotten a little bit more whole, and they've sort of made over their mentality. Now, I don't know if it'll last, but the reality is this. Ime Udoka essentially has what, in the NBA, you would, or the NCAA would be like a show cause penalty. Any team that would hire Ime Udoka imports all of the potential issues with Ime Udoka to now becomes your problem. You can hire a coach in the NCAA with a show cause. You got to tell the NCAA that you understand what you're doing and you will accept all of the stuff that comes with it. And that's kind of where the NBA was. The NBA wouldn't have stopped the Nets from hiring Ime Udoka, but the NBA definitely, you know, said to them, hey, will you explain this to us for a minute? And I think there were enough people that were saying, wait a minute, do you understand what you're doing here? Do you fully get it? And that is just a reality when you're trying to hire something in that, something so complex in this tight window. And so while they're looking at potential, dealing with this potential show cause issue that I've decided to call it, you've got Jacque Vaughn sort of refreshing the team, and they're playing well. They didn't have 6 weeks to look over it. They had 6 days. And so they made the choice that they made. I understand why they made it. In the long haul, will it work better than Ime? I don't know, but I certainly understand why they made that choice yesterday.
Wendy, what does this mean? They hired Jacque Vaughn, right, obviously, and Jacque's been there the entire way with Kyrie. What does this mean, though, for Kyrie? Is Kyrie coming back? When is he coming back? Is Jacque Vaughn in the middle of it trying to convince him certain things? Like, where are we at with the Jacque Vaughn-Kyrie relationship?
Well, they kind of hired Jacque Vaughn. They gave him until the end of the year, which I guess you could argue that every NBA coach goes to the end of the year, but it's not like you're saying, okay, he's our guy. Here's his 3 or 4 year contract. They're like, here's his deal to the end of the season. So he's still interim, quite frankly, until he is named, you know, gets a contract. Yesterday, Sean Marks gave an update, and he said that he personally hadn't talked to Kyrie Irving since the suspension happened. I'm not saying that that's necessarily, like, vital, but considering the Nets apparently gave him a checklist of things he wanted to do, they wanted him to do before he would come out of the suspension, and he hasn't talked with the general manager, I don't know what that means. I do know that the meeting that Kyrie had with Adam Silver, the league basically decided that they were going to keep the details of that very private. So I don't have a good sense for how that meeting went. I do think that the Nets, if they're going to go where they need to go this year, need the talent of Kyrie Irving. But I also have seen them play dramatically better when Kyrie is not there. So the Nets are probably weighing all of that data as they're trying to figure out what's the best way to go forward.
Wendy, I mean, we both known Kyrie for a long time. You've covered this game for a long time. Realistically, and I know coming off the conversation with Adam Silver the other day, things could be different as it relates to Joe Tsai and the list of demands, the checklist that Kyrie was supposed to complete before he's able to play. But what do you think is the probability that Kyrie will comply to that checklist?
I mean, we could debate the terms of comply, I suppose. My thing with Kyrie, while this particular incident is extraordinarily sensitive and frustrating for so many, it's just another incident. And if they're able to come to an understanding with whether it's the checklist or something else, and Kyrie does come back to the team, there's going to be another incident at some point.
So why come back, Wendy?
With something that he does.
This poses the question for Kyrie. I mean, it's something that it's a serious conversation that's occurring. If it's always going to be something for Joe Tsai and the Brooklyn Nets, and if Kyrie is feeling frustrated hearing reports that he hasn't returned text messages from Joe Tsai, the owner of the team, he hasn't returned text messages from Sean Marks, the GM of the team, why would you even come back?
I got an answer for that, by the way, guys. Kyrie, Wendy, has learned from his past experience. He can wait him out, right? Like, think about what's happened with the Nets in the past. He's not going to get vaccinated. He just waits till the law changes or till the Nets cave. Remember, the Nets started caving before the law changed. Okay, he can go on road game, whatever it was.
I don't think he should go there because other players weren't vaccinated throughout the course of the season either.
But my point is he has learned the signals he's gotten from the Nets is if he waits them out, they'll cave.
Yeah, this is different, though.
What do you think, Wendy?
I agree with you, Max. The Nets have not shown that their organization has credibility in dealing with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do think there's a couple of things at play here. You know, you ask yourself, why did the Nets feel like they should go even consider hiring Ime Udoka? And the reason is because they've got so many chips on the table on this season. When you include the luxury tax, it's almost a $300 million payroll. They've got Kyrie on the last year of his contract. They've got Kevin Durant's trade request sitting on the shelf, getting ready to be pulled back out. They were trying to hold this thing together, and they thought, we got to find the best coach we possibly can, and that's why they almost did it. Why would you bring Kyrie Irving back in with his track record? Because for the same reasons, because of so much skin that they've got in the game for this season. Now, they have paused from that by not going forward with Udoka and going with Jacque Vaughn. Does that mean that there's been a change in thinking? I guess we'll watch and find out. But the decisions that this team has made since the summer, when they sort of fought the Kyrie and Durant wars, was do everything you possibly can to try to squeeze some sort of miracle out of this season because they have the talent. So I'm going to default to that because that's what their actions have shown for months now. And if they change their actions, which they did kind of, you know, deviate from what I thought they were going to do in this last couple of days, maybe it'll be different. But I'm going to judge them by their actions, and their actions has always been to, no matter what Kyrie has done, no matter who he's offended, no matter how much he's upset the team, they've always let him come back because he's so talented. So, Max, saying that you think that that's going to happen again is not an unreasonable statement.
Brian Windhorst, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA Insider, of course, the Hoop Collective podcast. Thanks as always, Wendy.
All right, Wendy.
Have a good day.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
All right, guys, here it is.
Cold, hard kiss ass.
Word of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Usually 10 after the hour, you're going to hear the word of the day. Every hour. Sorry, word. Winning word. Winning word, not word of the day. Four different words. Winning word, 10 after every hour until December 7th. Yes. $2,500. You text the winning word, your chance to enter. KJM 10K giveaway winning word is...
Skrilla!
That would be S-K-R-I-L-L-A.
Are we Skrilla. Sure? That's how
you
spell
it? That's how you spell Skrilla?
Yeah, that's how I would spell it. I've never seen it written down.
You also said band.
Like, but the word is Skrilla. What was the word, Jay?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Band is 1,000.
You don't have to yell at me. I'm just
you act like I made up a word.
No,
band
no,
means 1,000. Two
very,
bands is 2,000.
Very emotional. We're going to weigh 2,500.
Weigh 2,500.
Yeah.
And you say band.
That was the word. I didn't want to change the word. They wrote it on the screen. What am I supposed to do? People are going to text in the wrong word.
Use your
brain.
Yeah, but now I'm giving them the wrong word to text.
No, it's fine now.
There are contest rules and stuff. You can't just be texting any word.
You can't use proper English. It's do your brain, not use your brain. You know
okay, do your brain.
Yeah, do your brain, Max.
But
the word is Skrilla.
Now, I don't know if that's how you spell it, though.
I would guess.
If maybe somebody could call
that's
in and tell us how to spell it.
I go like S-X. You know.
But as of right now, it's Skrilla.
How would you spell it?
The same way it's spelled right here.
S-K-R.
Yeah, S-K-R-I-L-L-A.
You're throwing X.
We throw a lot of random syllables and letters into names and things. Just in general.
At Duke? When you say we.
Is that what y'all say?
We at Duke?
At Duke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I just want to make sure.
So you text Skrilla to 777-000-777-000, and you have entered to win $2,500.
Skrilla.
Skrill.
No, it's Skrilla.
Because it's because
one Skrill, it's just one piece of money.
No, Skrill is just one.
Yeah, that's Skrilla is plural.
Yeah,
that's Skrilla. Skrillas. What about Skrillas?
My chips.
Chips is different.
Yeah, chips.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. So, guys, as we look ahead to the second half of the NFL season, which is now somehow starting week 10, right?
It's crazy.
Which team is more likely to collapse, the Jets or the Giants? Giants, I will point out, have the better record. 6-2.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Shannon, take it away.
All right, Take It or Shake It. Let's take some stuff. Let's shake some stuff. Key, I'm going to start with you. The Dallas Cowboys will hand the Philadelphia Eagles their first loss of the season. Take it or shake it.
Take it!
Take it!
Come on, sing.
Take it?
Yeah, of course you got to take that. They will. You think about it this way. OBJ will be in the fold. It gives them a third option at the receiver position behind CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. They'll eventually turn to Tony Pollard at the running back spot as the full-time, get more carries. He won't start. Zeke will start. He'll, you know, come in and replace him a little bit here and there, get touches. Defense is only going to get better. But that will be the only hiccup that the Philadelphia Eagles will have throughout the season.
The reason why I didn't jump on Take It is I really do think the Eagles have a chance to run the table, man. And I think that game is a 50-50 toss-up to me. But I see the Eagles just squeaking it out. For some reason, I have more faith in the way the Eagles can close out games than I do with the Cowboys.
The Philadelphia Eagles are favored in every single game the rest of the way, according to FPI, except the Dallas
They're
Cowboys.
Slight underdogs, according to FBI here.
More motivation for him.
I'm with you, Jay. I think the Eagles will do it. You know who the Eagles are this year? They're who the Bills were supposed to be. Top to bottom, both sides of the ball, that's the best team. Where are the holes on the team? They have, not just where are the holes, but they have very high-level performers all over the field, both sides. I agree. I think Jalen Hurts and company will find a way.
All right, let's move on to the New York Jets. Sauce Gardner is already the best cornerback in football. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shooken.
Shooken.
Yeah, look, he's certainly off to a fast start for a young career. He's doing some amazing things. He's yet to really run up on a strong passing game, so to speak. I know when you look at Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and company, or you look at with the Miami Dolphins and you look at Jalen Waddle along with Tyreek Hill, they beat them. They won those games. But they haven't gotten a hold of him yet. Okay,
who's the best corner in football?
Oh gosh, the best corner. The best corner in football is probably
Jalen Ramsey. Fell off.
Probably Jalen Ramsey.
Still,
yeah. You still think he is?
Yeah, I mean he's got a few bad games. He's still probably
he'll go resume.
Yeah, but then also Darius Slay is right there.
Since Bradbury joined
Adrian
the Eagles,
Terrell's up there.
I think Slay might be the answer with Bradbury there. He can.
Lattimore still there.
He's been hurt.
But he's been hurt. I mean, the guy's been hurt. A lot of these dudes, a lot of these corners have been hurt.
Patrick Surtain?
Patrick Surtain, exactly. Yeah. Him.
Gilmore?
Gilmore's a little long in the tooth. I mean, there's probably four guys, I guess.
J.C. Jackson.
You know, you got Diggs that's still good, but he takes a lot of chances.
He's boomer bust.
Lot of sneaky peekies.
Sneaky peeky.
Yeah, sneaky peeky. Step on his toes and I'm gone.
Sneaky peeky's meant something else. Go ahead, Max.
I'll shake it. It's just too soon. You know, like, let's see. Even I, and I like to be prisoner of the moment,
but you got
to get a little book on the guy, you know?
His name is cute.
Yeah.
Sauce and all that, and Buffalo Wild Wings, and his. All the
That'll make Key like
this,
a guy but... less. If a guy has a nickname like that, Key feels like there's too much yeast, and then we'll back off.
100%.
Yeah,
what
right.
was your nickname, Key?
I mean, Keyshawn.
I mean, they didn't give you no nickname at all?
No, because I really wasn't. I mean, they tried to give me 7-Eleven and all that, but I'm like, no, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
I don't need all that. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, when you start building all that hype up, you gotta chase it.
Take that alter ego.
Man, I'm good. I don't need that. Mm-mm.
All right, the Miami Dolphins will have two receivers that will eclipse 1,200 yards receiving each. Take it or shake it.
Come on, man. Could you come up with a better one? Tyreek
Hill already got
1,200. He just got to walk out there. He just take it. He just got to walk out.
Take it?
Yeah, take it. He's got to walk out there.
Huh?
And catch one pass, and he's over 1,200.
Well, so if Waddle
and he
was
got
like
eight
11,
games
50,
to do it.
Tyreek just give him 50 yards. Hey, take 50 from my 2,100.
Yeah, what's Waddle sitting at right now?
I think Waddle's at like, he's floating around like 830.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to take 1,200. Hey, you got to redo it. Ask 1,500. Take it or shake 1,500.
For each one of them?
For each?
Waddle's 1,500. At 1,100.
I'm taking that.
That's going to be close. I think I would take it too.
That's going to be 3,500 yards. Of dudes running down the field.
And Key, really, if you watch Tua, he's getting the ball out fast and he's throwing it down the field.
So wait. So you're going to take both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle over 1,500 yards?
100%.
Tua's an MVP conversation.
That's what that means.
We're not getting ready to do this.
They're packaging it up, kid. Yeah,
no, that's Jay packaging it up.
He got his arms folded and everything.
He's angry. That's posture frustrating.
I just hate when people, you try to put it on. Yes, he's playing great.
He's
playing great. What's a better word than great?
He's not MVP, but he'll be top five.
I said great, and you were getting ready to challenge me on great.
I don't know. A little bit.
Damn, Max.
Greatness wins.
I say great. Max wanted to argue with me on great.
What do you mean great? I'm like James all of a sudden. What do you mean great? It's the greatest thing of all time, Patrick
Mahomes.
I'm
like, what's a better word than great? I think that's the highest you can go.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, God, phenomenal.
Accomplished. Now, you're asking, I'm going to give you other words.
Stupendous.
Weezy F. Baby.
Skrilla? Is that what that
is? What did you say?
Exquisite.
No one uses that.
I do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Jay.
Hot Jay.
Sublime.
There you go, Max.
Sublime. There it is.
Yeah, all right. I thought they outlawed the SATs and stuff.
They did?
I think so.
The ACTs.
Uh-oh. I wouldn't get anywhere without those scores.
West Coast. Right. Yeah, West Coast is heavy SAT.
Uh-oh. I never really did anything.
Yeah, we had them both,
but more people take the SAT out west. I said I never really did anything. I just tested well. If you start looking at the homework. All of a sudden I don't have a job. You know, I need to
I'm getting by on
the SATs. All right, come on, let's keep going.
All right, take it or shake it here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Key, the Los Angeles Rams won't make the playoffs. Take it or shake it. Won't. Will not. No soup
it
for you.
It will not.
Shake it. I was going to say I'm not a Ram fan. Just because I'm from L.A., I'm not a Ram fan. I'm a Raider fan. It's well documented. They will not make the playoffs. You can see it. You got issues with Matthew Stafford now. He has a little bit of a concussion. Possibly he's in concussion
in the protocol. Yeah.
So when you look at that, Cooper Kupp has a little bit of a sore ankle or something like that. It's just it's not looking great for them. Philadelphia. San Francisco's getting about 11 bodies back, okay, including Deebo Samuel. Ormstead's coming back. I mean, they got some stuff going on in San Francisco. They just picked up McCaffrey, and we talked about Geno Smith in Seattle. So those two teams will probably come out of the West. And then when you just look at it as a whole, I just don't think the Rams – are there this year.
With you on that. That's why. I mean, look, the Rams just won it last year.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever a team wins a Super Bowl or any kind of championship, guys want to get paid. Aaron Donald waited out. You know, rosters change over. Injuries occur. Like, is it a failure? Maybe, but they just won a chip.
Yeah. As a Giants fan, we've seen this, Jay. Giants win the Super Bowl. Usually it's the Eagles. Make sure they don't get into the playoffs the following season, right? It happens. NFC West sending two teams, Niners and Seahawks, not the Rams.
All right, Nick Chubb is the best running back in the NFL right now. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
He's close.
He is close. I like Saquon Barkley. Yes. I like a healthy McCaffrey.
Yeah. King Henry.
Derrick Henry.
He might be fourth. Dalvin Cook or Nick Chubb? That's tough.
Yeah, it's different style.
Yeah.
Though. It's just a different style.
Sure.
When you talk about Derrick Henry, I like Derrick Henry when it's 10 below zero.
Yep. Horses for courses.
Yeah, I don't like Derrick Henry on 3rd and 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I like McCaffrey on 3rd and 6.
And Cook and Saquon.
So it's just it's
Kamara, yeah.
I like my running backs to be able to do a little more. That was
Me
one of
too.
The reasons I love Curtis Martin, because Curtis Martin could catch the ball out of the backfield. Warwick Dunn could catch the ball out of the backfield. When we needed to just pound the football, we went to Mike Allstott. So it wasn't that Allstott wasn't good. It was a different style of back.
In this day and age, you really want a versatile back, man. You really want a versatile back.
All right, Shannon, next up.
All right, last here on Take It or Shake It. Justin Fields is the best quarterback currently in the NFC North.
Shake it!
I love it!
Shake that.
Shake
yeah,
it!
I understand that. Oh, wow. I understand that we love it. It's fascinating to see him continue to grow, but the best quarterback in that is Aaron Rodgers. I'm not getting ready to play that Aaron Rodgers no good game anymore.
Why not?
All this stuff about him
being
washed, like it's not a good year.
Let him hit the free agent market and see how many teams line up
beside him. MVP seasons, get out of here.
If this quarterback,
the Miami Dolphins will sign him tomorrow.
If this quarterbacking thing doesn't work out for Aaron Rodgers, he could try receiver. Maybe they can make him a receiver.
Look.
Oh, here you go.
Aaron Rodgers is the free agent market next year. The Miami Dolphins are lining up to sign him.
Yeah. By the way,
there's no lies being told there.
No, that I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch him.
Who, Rodgers?
If Tua continues, yes, I say it, Miami Dolphin fans, so get on your Twitters and start tweeting.
It's just one Twitter.
What did I say?
Twitters with the
What I mean, because everybody.
Get on your bands.
Twitter.
Get on your
okay,
bands,
whatever.
Right? Not get on your bands?
No, what I was going to seriously say before we move on is if I'm the Miami Dolphins and he continues to do this rest of the way, I'm not touching it. That's fine. Yeah,
and look at the way he leads compared to what's going on now, frankly.
Tua looked like his career was in jeopardy, and here he is back quarterbacking the team, getting the ball out quick and throwing it down the field.
The interesting thing is going to become money time, though.
You're going to have to pay that, man. I know what you mean, because it's based on years that you think he can give you, and you just don't know. All right. That was Take It or Shake It with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click, Grainger.com or just stop by. The Broncos' Russell Wilson.
Uh-oh.
He won a lot in Seattle without a wristband.
Look at the playback here, though, Jay.
Is there beef with Pete Carroll?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, ESPNU. You can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, you can join the conversation at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Jay has some beef with Yates right now.
No, I know what we're about to talk about. It's an interesting transition. You know what I mean?
What are we about to talk about?
Max, who sings this song?
Well, listen.
Who sings Mask Off?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
We have a 10K a day giveaway that we're doing. Starting today, remember we promised you Thursday the entire week. We're talking about 10K a day giveaway starts Thursday. From now until December 7th, we are giving away $2,500 every single hour of KJM from now till December 7th. We're on the air 4 hours a day.
Get that money.
Do the math.
Get it.
Yeah, do the math. How
20
much is
hours
that?
A week.
How much is that total?
$2,500 an hour.
Do the math, Max.
That's 50 G's a week, yo.
Ooh, stacks.
I made it more complicated. 10 times 5 would have been easier. But anyway, you get the idea.
Stacks, but that's not the word. The word is Skrilla.
The word of the, yes, the word this hour.
The Skrilla winning
and
word.
Next, the winning word. And you text it to 777-000. But next hour is going to be a different winning word. So you got to wait till 10 after the hour. You hear the new, every hour, new winning word. You text 777-000-777-000. And enter for your chance to win the $2,500 an hour.
And if you got the Max Kellerman luck, you might be the same person every hour.
Yeah, you might win.
Do that math.
Win the whole 10K.
Add that up.
So, Max, back to my point. Who sings this song?
Yes. I don't remember.
Mask Off.
Right.
That's the person's name?
No, I don't remember.
You said who sings the song.
Oh, we're losing all of our culture. We're losing our culture.
We're losing recipes.
We're losing. I can't.
I don't know.
I don't know. This is what I have to deal with on the show. You know, this is what I have to deal with. Like,
you said
I asked the name of the song is Mask Off.
But wait, this is what you said to Max. You go, who sings the song? Max says, I don't know. You said Mask Off.
No, he's saying that's the name of the song.
I know what he's saying. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But you're messing with him. Yeah.
So y'all really don't know who sings
No, y'all really don't know who sings the song. Max is looking it up right now on his phone.
I'm actually not. I'm getting texts while we're
Is Max
on the
Shazamming the song?
What's
is
that?
Is he Shazamming the song right
Shazamming.
Now?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Shazamming.
That'd be smart, but I'd have to do it in my, I'd have to go like See, this, Yates.
This is how cold-blooded Yates is. So Future
yep.
sings Mask Off.
Yes.
Okay.
Now bring us
yeah.
to our next subject, Max.
Yes.
In an appearance with Seattle Sports 7:10 a.m. on Monday.
Go. Cold-blooded.
Seahawks head coach what? Pete Carroll praised quarterback Geno Smith for wearing a wristband this season to make play calling more efficient. Here is Pete Carroll.
If you notice, Geno's going off the wristband, you know, and that's a big help. It's smoothed things out, sped things up, cleaned things up, and that's part of it too. And you know, we never did that before. There was resistance to that, so we didn't do that before. But all of those elements together, and then let's go back to the trust word again. When you know Shane says something to Geno, he's not doubting it. He's just going with it. And so there's a real immediate flow, and that accelerates all the process.
Interesting.
So there's
body blows, yo.
Do you think he
body
think,
blows, man?
Do you think Pete Carroll put the knife on the fire
Ooh.
before he stuck it in the side?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think he heated
it
up.
I'm trying to tell people, we as athletes, coaches, petty.
All right, here's petty. Russell Wilson's response to coach.
I don't know exactly what he said, but I think, you know, won a lot of games there without one on the wrist. Put it, you know, and I didn't know winning or losing mattered if you wore a wristband or not. But I think that, you know, I do whatever it takes to make sure that we're rolling and moving and everything else. A few times I've definitely won a wristband depending on the game plan and what we have called and all that stuff. But, yeah.
Can you translate?
Well, a lot of games, you know. You know, I won a championship there and everything. I don't think a wristband really has anything to do with winning or losing. But
Johnson,
you know.
I won plenty with it, without a wristband.
Man, I wish Russ would say, man, I'll slap the out of Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's winning right now.
Here's what I would say. Having played with 17 quarterbacks plus, or whatever the number was.
It's a bunch of sorry quarterbacks.
I've never seen one of my quarterbacks not have a wristband, including a veteran in Vinny Testaverde.
Mm.
Okay. Drew Bledsoe, you name it. They all had wristbands because it speeds things up. It's easier to get a number. So it's simple, Max. The way it works is rather than this long, wordy, all this unnecessary information that's being given to you, you just look at the wristband. They say one. And you go to one on your wristband and you spit out the formation or whatever it is and the play. And you're going, and now you got all the time on the clock. Opposed to, I don't hear you. What are you saying? You know, because a lot of times quarterbacks want you to think that they're smart. You're smart. I get it.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's going to reinvent the position.
You're going that's quarterbacking in general. They want the people in the telecast to say, look at him. He's changing the play at the line of scrimmage, how smart he is.
You mean like every quarterback?
Yeah, it's right. Like every quarterback.
He's another coach on the field.
Yeah,
he's a
it's
genius.
It's just such crap, believe me. And so I understand what Pete Carroll's saying.
You know, did you hear Chris Canty comment on this? I literally heard this in the hallways walking around. Chris Canty, like they cut it and they're using it as a promo.
He's
because
really smart.
Because he was right on the money with it. He's like, this is the bottom line. Pete Carroll's still winning. Russell Wilson's losing, right? Like, Russell Wilson didn't want to do it Pete Carroll's way or at some point wanted to do his own way?
Pete mentioned that I can't even think of the offensive coordinator's name, but the offensive coordinator was getting pushback, and we know who he's talking about. He didn't name Russell. He didn't say, but Geno Smith, Jay, isn't pushing back. He's going with it. Hey, this is what we want to do. What do you think? Okay, coach, that's fine. Pete made it sound like, every single time a suggestion was made, Russell Wilson had an issue with it. And to be honest with you, there are quarterbacks in this league, and I've been in this league, that approach it that way because they get elevated at a certain level and they feel empowered. And they feel, I'm bigger than you, I'll do what I want. That's just the
nature
of the
position. But why wouldn't they want to use the wristband? It helps them.
Again, I just told you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to think I'm smart.
I mean, can you remember a starting quarterback in the NFL who's taken more verbal shots from players and coaches?
Nope, not a successful
over
one, Jay.
The last several years?
One. Not a Super Bowl winner who's been a Pro Bowl.
The amount of people like Marshawn Lynch, Richard Sherman, Pete Carroll, we have people comment.
Of his ex-teammates certainly have.
That's what I'm saying.
Dunny man a little bit.
Even think about all the talks we have about Aaron Rodgers. You don't hear people, with the exception of maybe like one or two from back in the day.
A couple guys, a couple receivers.
There's no way it's at the same volume.
Greg Jennings
was good for a quote
on
Aaron
Rodgers.
It's not
the same volume that Russell
Wilson
is.
I know it's not this simple.
This is every week.
It's
guys, I know it's not this simple, but Belichick and Brady split. Brady wins, Belichick doesn't. Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson split. Pete Carroll with a guy who everyone thought was a backup except for Key. Winning. He's winning. Russell Wilson looks terrible.
What I would say is Belichick is still winning. He's just not
at
winning
a certain
Super
level.
Business.
Yeah, at a certain
That's
level.
All. And it looks better because Pete is winning
a lot.
But still, Bill defends Tom Brady to a degree and vice versa.
Yeah.
There's respect.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.